Hope everybody's doing well. I'll go ahead and give an opening statement. First of all, for us, since the season ended, it's kind of been a little disjointed. Our guys had about a few days here on campus before spring break, and just getting back into the swing of things here this week. Obviously, we had our banquet last night. For us right now, with about 3 weeks left in the semester, the focus right now is making sure our guys finish strong from an academic standpoint, do the things they need to do. We did start strength and conditioning workouts again this past week, so the guys are back in a little bit of a routine there. What's unique for us as we finish up these last 3 to 4 weeks of school, is for our guys, it's been really a long year. With, you think about it, it started with our overseas trip this past summer and into this season. So we want to make sure that, first and foremost, they're taking care of their responsibilities as student athletes, getting their bodies back to where they need to be. We do have a few things in terms of guys with injuries. Shannon Hale suffered an injury last week during spring break while at home. He broke a bone in his foot. He had successful surgery today. I think it's called a Jones fracture. But surgery went well today. He's probably going to be non-weight bearing for the next 4 to 6 weeks, and probably 2 month recovery for him, but he should make a full recovery. Some other guys have issues that we're trying to deal with in terms of their health as well, just from the rigors of a season. But I don't think it'll be anything that hopefully will be anything serious. Obviously, I think you guys are probably in receipt of the releases with Carl Engstrom electing to pursue some professional options. We put that out yesterday, and then I think today there was a release regarding Algie and a decision to transfer. I think when you look at both of those situations, for Carl being here for 4 years, earning his degree, wanting to have an opportunity to continue to pursue basketball, I think he looks at it as maybe finding a situation professionally, being from Europe, where he can continue his development as a player. And we certainly are grateful for all that his contributions and what he's done, during the course of his career here, the way that he improved and progressed and helped our team. For Algie, I think probably very similar, just a situation where wanting more of an opportunity to play more consistent minutes, play a bigger role. And, for these guys, you get one opportunity to be a student athlete and to enjoy, having success, on the court. So I completely understand wanting a bigger opportunity, and we certainly wish him the best of luck as well. So outside of that, I think that's pretty much an update for you in terms of the, since the season ended with our team. In regards to, I'm sure some of you probably have a question regarding Nick Jacobs' status. Nothing's really changed there. With Nick, he has resumed, the strength and conditioning workouts with our team, and still, obviously, he and I have met and talked, and I think Nick understands some of the things that we need to continue to monitor and pursue as we move forward.